Simon Tov Reish Ein Vav, which is the halachas of how we actually light, the halachas and the minogim of actual lighting, which starts with Seder HaBrochas VaHadlokas Sif Aleph, HaMadlik Beleil Rishoin, when you light on the first night, Mevorech Sholosh Brochos, on the first night, you make three brochas when you're lighting. First bracha is Lehadlik Ne'eh Chanukah. The second bracha being Sha'os HaNisim. And the third and final bracha on the first night is Shechiyonu. Ve'im lo yiberech zman, Belil Rishon. If you did not make a bracha of Shechiyonu the first night, what's the halacha then? The halacha is Mevorech Belil Sheni Oit Sheyizkoyer. If you didn't make Shechiyonu, when you forgot to make Shechiyonu, you're going to make it on the second night or later on. We'll speak about that shortly. But let's just first of all see Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan Aleph. So the bracha is Lehadlik Ne'eh Chanukah. What's the nusach that you say, Rabbi Yisai? How do you say Lehadlik? Ne'eshal. Is that what everybody says? Yeah? Ne'eshal Chanukah? Yeah? It says in Mishneh Berurah Sif Katan, because that, you see that, the Shulchan Aruch says Ne'eh Chanukah. What's your minig? Ne'eshal Chanukah or Ne'eh Chanukah?
I can check. You want me to check?
I trust you. I fully trust you.
I don't trust you. In a few weeks' time.
Okay, Shulchan Aruch says Nehadlik Ne'eh Chanukah. So chances are that Sfadim will say Ne'eh Chanukah. Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Na'alef, Lehadlik Ne'eh Chanukah, V'gmora V'kol HaPoiskim. He said that the Nusach of the Gemara and of the older Poiskim is Ne'eshal Chanukah. Ne'eshal Chanukah. That's what the Mishneh Berurah says. V'chein Kosa HaMa'ashal. And the Ma'ashal says so, that you should say Shal Chanukah. Ach shekasa, but he says she ima shel Chanukah in one word. Shel Chanukah. It's in one word. Shel Chanukah. B'mila achas. Shel Chanukah. It's as opposed to meaning of Chanukah. Lighting the shel Chanukah means the light the candles of Chanukah. Shel Chanukah means shel. Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah, that is for Chanukah, yeah. I don't think that's a particularly common minhag to say Shel Chanukah in one word. Yeah?
We don't say Shel.
You don't say Shel? See? Mamash like the Shulchan Aruch. Lehadlik Ne'eh Chanukah. So here you go. But the Mishneh Berurah says the minhag is Shel Chanukah. Velo Shel Chanukah Shtei Minhag is not... Right. Ve'oilom Eim Noyagin Lehakpit Bazeh. The Mishneh Berurah says the people are generally not makpit. They don't say Shel Chanukah. But generally people say Shel Chanukah. I think that's the minhag, no? That's the common minhag. Yeah. Then it says, "Bizman hazeh veloy uvizman hazeh." So when you make the bracha, you don't say uvizman hazeh; you say bizman hazeh. And v'igyanu. Now he says, Mishneh Berurah says something. I wonder if that's your minhag. Mishneh Berurah says, "V'igyanu lizman hazeh halamet bechirik veloy bepasach." That's right. So, but he Mishneh Berurah comes to exclude that opinion. He says that one should say it lazman hazeh and not lizman hazeh. Yeah, the Mishneh Berurah says you should say Lizman. Yeah. What do you say, Rabbi Yisai? Lazman hazeh. Right? Lazman hazeh. Mishneh Berurah says you should say Lizman hazeh. Now, the contemporary poskim say that the minhag is not like the Mishneh Berurah in this. And people don't generally say Lizman hazeh. So the contemporary poskim of Ozan Nissen, they all say that the minhag has always been to say Lazman hazeh. Mishneh Berurah doesn't really bring him a code for that. It doesn't bring him a code for it. You see, I'm quite weak in diktuk. Are you strong in diktuk? In grammar? Who's strong at grammar over here? Yeah, I'm sure he was, yeah. So I could be that grammatically it's more correct to say Lizman Hazeh, but I can't...
Is there a difference in the meaning?
No. I don't think... Yeah, I think it probably does. Lizman... I'm not sure. I have to think about it. There probably is. I don't know if it's more specific. If it's like the lamed hey, idea. Not sure. Yeah, but laha becomes la. Yeah. So I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's a difference in meaning. I'm not sure. But anyway, so again, Mishneh Berurah said the right way of saying it is lizman hazeh. But contemporary poets can say that generally people say lazman hazeh. What you say as well? Lazman hazeh? Yeah. Okay. The Mishneh Berurah of Cotton Bay says the following. When you remember, you should say the bracha of Shechiyonu. So ideally, you should say it the first night. If you forgot, you should say it later. Mishneh Berurah of Cotton Bay says, "Roitzeloima, kshiyizku b'shar aleilos b'shar sadloka." It doesn't mean that you can just say Shechiyonu half an hour after lighting. You can't. You can only say Shechionu says Mishnah during lighting. You can, so if you forgot the first night to say Shechionu, you're going to say Shechionu second night by lighting. Or third night by lighting if you got it twice. But you have to say during lighting. That's what Mishnah says over here. And if you remember after, lighting, you can't make the bracha of Shechionu after lighting. You'll have to wait for the next night. Is that similar or not similar to other Shechionus that we know? Can you make Shechionu on a Yom Tov itself? So I'll tell you why I'm asking this, because the Mishnah Berurah over here. Yeah. So the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion explains, he says that really there would have been an understanding. What do you think about that? There would have been an understanding and a thought that he could actually say Shechionu any time during Chanukah. Forget about lighting. You forgot to make Shechionu during lighting. You know what? Half an hour, 2 hours later, you remember? The next morning, the Mishnah Berurah says he could have understood that you say Shechionu. Why? The Mishnah Berurah in Shaar HaTzion, Sif Kotan Gimel says, Ef Sheduat in Bazeh, like on other Yom Tov, there is such a concept, similarly as well, the Kaya Etzem Azman de Chanukah. I've understood you make Shechionu the actual days of Chanukah. Shena Super Nisim Venim Flores, these are days. These are days that miracles happened. Elo de Lechat Chile Somchwal Ze Alzman Atloka. Ideally, you should say during the lighting. But you can also say, not during lighting. I would have thought maybe that you can say Shechionu the entire Chanukah, not only during lighting. But we're learning now that's not so. That actually the truth is, the halacha is, you can only say Shechionu during lighting. So if you forgot to say Shechionu the first night, you have to wait for the second night. Okay. Save base. Meleil Rishon Ve'elech. From the second night onwards, in other words, after the first night, Mevorich Shtayim, you only make two brachos. Lehadlik and Mesha'os Sanisim. Mishnah Berurah in Sif Kotan Gimel says, Shtayim lehadlik v'shos anisim, the kol, the nes kol yoyme isa, the nes wasn't only the first night, the nes, the miracle happened every day, shai kol shmoyne yomim midlikum in apach, for all the 8 days there was sufficient oil in the vessel, so there was plenty of oil on every single night, it was a nes. Aval zman, but the shechionu, that Shechionu only applies the first night. Shechionu only said the first night, but the other two remaining, the other two brachas, lehadlik and shosanisim, you make all the other nights as well. Miramonas as bevorach la brachas kodim sheischel lehadlik. You will make the bracha just before you light. So you light and you make the bracha. And then you light. Says the Mishnah Berurah, the reason for that is the following. It's Sifkot and Dalet. Kodim sheyischil lehadlik. Udebeinon shiabochois oiver lasioson. There is a rule which applies for all the halachas, all the brachas of mitzvahs that you always, they have to be oiver lasioson. You first make the bracha, and then straight afterwards, you fulfill the mitzvah. So here as well, you make the bracha of lehadlik, of shosonism, you've made the bracha on the mitzvah, and then straight away, you actually fulfill the mitzvah. Hidlik ne'er Chanukah. Now comes an interesting Mishnah Berurah, and I wonder if you see a contradiction there, or maybe you don't see a contradiction. Mishnah Berurah says the following. Hidlik ne'er Chanukah. What happens if a person got much too excited about it, he got all excited, and he lit the menorah without having said the brachas. He lit. What's the halacha then? Hidlik ne'er Chanukah v'shachach levor chalat l'kosso. You forgot to make a bracha. So, v'rakoydim shehidlik kulon nizka dadan levorich. You're up to, let's say it's the your third night, fifth night, seventh night, whatever, and suddenly you're lighting and lighting and lighting, and suddenly, oh, I forgot to make a bracha. Has it ever happened to you? You forgot to make a bracha on lighting? No? I think it's part of it doesn't really work without making a bracha. Okay, but it doesn't really work, no? But anyway, that's what happened to this individual. And suddenly, as he's lighting, 1, 2, 3, suddenly he realizes, oh, I forgot to make a bracha. Then he says, Yesh lalevarich kol habrachos. You can still make all the brachas. So you forgot to say Shas Anisim, you forgot to make lehadlik. You could, Mishnah Berurah at this point says, you can now still make a bracha, it's not a problem, as long as you're still lighting. Oit kosta, but now he adds, listen to that. Sheim niska le'achat le'shid le'kulam, if you only remembered after you completed all the lightings, you finish lighting and say, oh, I think I forgot something. It's actually your wife tells you, oh, Yankel, I think you forgot to make the brachas. Say, oh, well, I lit them all already. The Mishnah Berurah says, Ein le'vorich birkas le'hadlik, you can't make the bracha of le'hadlik anymore, because you finished lighting them all. But you can still make the bracha of Shas Anisim. V'chen birka shechionu yesh levarich. But shechionu you can still make. Is that a question there or not?
It's not on the lighting trip.
Yeah, that, so therefore you're saying that it makes sense what he's saying over here. You can make Shechion even after lighting? Yeah, you can make Shechion after lighting?
Straight away, it's connected to it.
Yeah, very good. Excellent, very good. So actually, there's a question there, but the answer is what you're saying. We're learning now over here that you can still make Shechion after lighting. But we learned, if you look in the Mishnah Berurah that we just saw earlier, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Beis said that you can't make Im Niska Achad Lok in Mishnah Berurah first, white line said. If you remember, after lighting, you can't make any more Shechionu. So it sounds like a contradiction. First, Mishnah Berurah says you can't make Shechionu after lighting. And now he says, after lighting, you can make Shechionu. How does that make sense? So the answer is clear. The question is clear. So the answer that the contemporary Mefarshim explained is much like you were saying, that it probably got to do with that. You can make Shechionu straight after lighting, you can still make Shechionu. Lehadlik, you're spoiled. You can't make Lehadlik anymore after lighting. But if you, but with regards to Shechionu, if you just finish lighting, you can still make Shechionu. I don't know how long that's going to be. That they don't really point. How long do you think you can still make Shechionu after lighting? It could be that it's just enough to just mamash a few seconds. Yeah, what do you think? What do you want to say? No, even after. Look at the end. He says, "Oit kasav she'im niskal achad leishel kolam." After the end of Sifkot and Dalet, if you remember after lighting them all, "Ein levach birkas ladlik." You can't make birkas ladlik. Rashi also says, "Musa not." V'chen birkas shechionu yesh levach. But he says birkas. Rashi also says, "V'chen birkas shechionu yesh levach." But shechionu you can still make after lighting. Sounds very interesting. Yeah, what you tochi day? Maybe tochi the dipo. Yeah, maybe half an hour. Yeah, I was wondering if it's a half an hour. What do you think, Rabbi? So you can make Shechionu within the half an hour? I wonder. Nobody speaks about this topic. I don't know. I didn't see anything. So better not forget. But if you do forget, we'll have to. I don't know how long you can. Mishnah Berurah here seems to say you can still make after the hadlok. You can still make the boch of Shechionu. Okay. Save cotton gimel. Mishnah Berurah says the following. Shulchan Aruch. Mishalai hidlik. Somebody who did not light. Somebody didn't light at all. And he will not light anymore on that night. Somebody didn't not light. You know what? He flew abroad. He wasn't around. And he knows he will not light anymore that night. He won't light. He's unavailable. He can't light anymore that night. V'gam ein matlikin olav b'seich beisel. And also his family didn't have in mind to light for him. Because either, let's say it's somebody that doesn't have family, or safe, whatever the reason is, people thought he's lighting his own, whatever the reason may be. But the people in his family, there's nobody lit for him. So he's not going to light, and nobody lit for him. Then the halacha is, k'sheroye ne'er Chanukah, if he sees a ne'er Chanukah, his neighbor, if he sees somebody lit by the window, he sees somebody lighting ne'er Chanukah, me'avorech sh'asa nisim, just by seeing the menorah, you can make a bracha of sh'asa nisim. And he can also say Shechionu. But if the second, third night he can already light his own, then he will not be able to make Shechionu anymore. So what we're learning now is a fascinating concept, which we don't find anywhere else. I mean, imagine somebody who hasn't got a lulav. Say somebody hasn't got a lulav. Can I just ask you for your lulav, just to look at your lulav for 1 minute, and then I make a bracha on it? Or say somebody hasn't got a sukkah. Say, at the beginning, can I look at your sukkah for a minute and make a bracha on it? It doesn't exist. Either you're doing it or not. So over here we're finding something very, 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 very different. Very different. We have to appreciate that. Chachamim made a takana. There is a bracha of sha'asa nisim. If you haven't got your own menorah, you're not lighting yourself. So lehadlik is on the action of lighting. That you can't do. That you for sure can't. But the bracha of sha'asa nisim, if you've got somebody else who's got a menorah, and you yourself, you're not going to light on that particular night, and nobody's lighting for you. You just, person traveling, person, whatever it may be, you get, Yankel, do you mind, can I just use your menorah for a minute? And all you're doing is you're looking at that menorah. Sha'asa nisim la v'seinu. Very good. It's very good. You're answering the question exactly like Moshe Feinstein does. He says that, well, how can it be that Chachamim were mesaken over here a brocha, as opposed to by lulav and by esrog and by you name it? We don't find anywhere else. The answer is because this has closely connected to the concept of pirsum anis. There is something about the external publicizing of the miracle, and this is something, therefore Chum made it extra takana, and special additional bracha, or by just seeing the menorah, you can make a bracha. Interesting. Yeah, I know, but still, we don't find even for like the other days of, only the first day is the rice of concert dalit meaning. All the others, there's also no. So that's it. But if you ever want to have it's a good quiz, good riddle question. How can it be a bracha that you can only fulfill if you haven't got a menorah? That would be one way of asking it. Or what's the only bracha that by seeing something, I don't know, that's already a bit more. But I'm sure you can find a good way of catching people out with that question. So there is a special takon, there's a bracha, we can actually shal sonisim if you haven't got access to your menorah. Okay, Seif Dalet. I need to Mishneh Berurah Seif Katan Hey says the following: nobody's going to light for him on, and he will not light him on that particular night. If he will himself light later on, so if he's going to come home 11, 12 o'clock, and there's still going to be a possibility for him to light his own menorah, he shouldn't make a bracha on just seeing the menorah. Rather, he should make his own bracha when he actually lights, even if it's much later, given the yuchal levarch achkach ladlok, because he can later on, if he's going to light his own menorah, he's going to be able to make that additional bracha of lehadlik as well. So better wait if you can have access to your own menorah later on. Okay. Seif Dalet in Shulchan Aruch. Acha Shehidlik. After lighting, Oime, he says, Haneirois Halolu, these candles, Onomatlikin, we light, Ala Chois, Valanissim, Valaniflois. Does this seem familiar to you?
No.
It doesn't, right? Is that the Nusach you say? It's a bit different than what we say. Ala Chois, Ala Nissim, Valaniflois. Is that the way you say it? We say it a bit different, yeah. So we say it, explains the following. Full lines from the bottom. After lighting the first candle, Shehu Ika, which is the main one, Oimer Aneiros Halolu. He says Aneiros Halolu. Ve'yigmoir Hadlokois Be'oit Sh'oimer Aneiros. And you should carry on lighting the candles whilst you are saying Aneiros Halolu. Is that what everybody does? You say Aneiros Halolu whilst you're lighting? Or do you say Aneiros Halolu after completing? After completing, Bemeshach? As you do. So that's what he says over here. Mishneh Berurah says, after lighting the first one, you light the first one, and then you start saying Aneiros Halolu. Continues the Mishneh Berurah. Uvenusach Aneiros Yesh Lamed Vav Tevois. The text of Aneiros Halolu has got 36 words. Neged, against Haneiros Shel Chanukah, the amount of candles that you light during Chanukah, 36. Milvat elu shnei tevos haneiros halolu, excluding the first two words haneiros halolu. In other words, kloima haneiros halolu, we say haneiros halolu, these lights, these candles, hem le lamed vav, they are 36. So haneiros halolu, and then you're going to count 36 words, which represent haneiros halolu, these lights are 36 in number. So you know, altogether it would be actually 38 words. Ad kan lashon Rashal, this is from the Rashal. And the two words of Haneiros Halolu, they've got 8 letters. Against the 8 days of Chanukah. That's very interesting, because how would you normally expect to write Haneiros? How do you normally spell it?
It's the right way.
See, because I would normally expect to write Haneiros after the Reish. What would you normally put after the Reish? Well, how would you normally spell it?
Yeah,
with a vav. Right. So he said that it's tafka written like that. Because like this, if you count them, you add up to?
8.
Without the vav, yeah, it comes out 8. Because it's 8 candles, 8 days of Hanukkah. Oh, let me see. Very, very interesting, you're right. That's very interesting. That's really interesting. Well noticed. Is that how you say it? Yeah, yeah. But you're pointing out very interesting that in the words of the Shulchan Aruch, it's actually spelled Haneiros Halolu with the vav. That's very interesting, yeah. But the Mishneh Berurah says it should be spelled. Yeah, very interesting, yeah. The Mishneh Berurah says that you should spell it without the vav. And like this, you're going to have 8 letters. Umikol Mokim, nevertheless, Mishenoik Loim Haneiros Halolu, Le'acha Shehidlik Akol. If somebody's got a custom of saying Haneiros Halolu after lighting all the candles, Nami Shapidomi, that's also all right. So ideally, you should light one candle and then after say Haneiros Halolu. Everybody should. Yeah, one should say Anes Alolu.
To
have lit. So that's.
How are you going to say it with you?
You say it when you light. So you sing. What's the problem? They sing too early. Doesn't matter. You can say. You can say it. Sing it a second time. Yeah, I don't think it's. And for that. Yeah. Yeah, but you should talk. Or maybe, and alternatively, you say it quietly. Because you must say it. You say it quietly, and then afterwards you make the choir. The choir comes later. Now there is something which is not pointed out over here, but there is an interesting Chavaz Yoed. Chavaz Yoed, one of the early Yeah?
Maybe can
you
sound it first?
I don't think it's halachically a problem. That he had first. Generally, people want to light as early as possible for various reasons, for time reasons, for the lechatchila of the rabba, etc. So you may want to, it's another 2 minutes or so, whatever. Some people like to light a bit earlier. But you're right. If it's only lechatchila, also it may be that's a true point as well. Yeah, maybe. I don't think halachically there is nothing. Maybe only the only point halachically that should be considered that some people like to light as early as possible in the ideal time. Right. Okay. Fair enough. Yeah. Right. Now there is an interesting Chavaz Yoyah that the Mishnah does not quote at all. And I'm sure there's a reason why the Mishnah doesn't quote this Chavaz Yoyah. But I'm going to quote it because Chavaz Yoyah was my great 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 grandfather, and it's an important interesting Chavaz Yoyah. Chavaz Yoyah. Pardon. One of the early Achronim. Yeah. So the Chavaz Yoyah says, his name, Rabbi Yoyah Bacharach. Tutshuva is Chavaz Yoyah. It's very widely quoted. So he says that the Ikka Mitzvah, the way he puts it, is that the Ikka Mitzvah, that's the way he puts it. The Ikka Mitzvah is to spend the half an hour afterwards near the candles. That's the Chavaz Yoyah. Now, this is not something that we're going to find in Shulchan Aruch, and the Mishmur doesn't quote this either. But the Chavaz Yoyah says that, in his opinion, the Ikka is not just the lighting, Hatlokah is the mitzvah, certainly, but besides that, there's a very important element, according to Chavaz Yoyah, to also stay within the room of the candles. We didn't see it as, I don't remember seeing it. Maybe I don't remember seeing it. To spend a half an hour afterwards with the candles. And I think that's definitely something appropriate. Halachically, we didn't find a real source. I mean, it's not, but the way he put it is that Ikka Mitzvah. And I think that's definitely something nice. Definitely something nice. Okay, we'll stop over here to see if Hayes already holds Sif on his own. So we'll stop over here.